Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, November 22nd. Happy Saturday, the day before Thanksgiving meal at the church. Remember, we have a combined service tomorrow at 10 a.m., and I hope you'll be able to be there. We'll have Sunday morning Bible study at 9 a.m., and then at 11, we will share in our Thanksgiving meal. Thanks to Carrie, our hostess, the Cooks on a Mission, and the Holy Smokes. If you can bring a side or a dessert, that would be great, but come either way. We're so grateful to share in the bounty that the Lord has provided. Today's passage in Isaiah is chapter 62, verses 6 through 12. This passage talks about persistence in prayer and spiritual alertness. And I want to ask the Lord as I'm reading to reveal an area in me and in you where He is calling us to constantly be in prayer. Notice as we read the passage that our persistent prayer is not oriented around doubt. Oh God, you're not going to do this, but I'm begging you. It's more oriented towards hope, waiting to see God's glory at work. O Jerusalem, I have posted watchmen on your walls. They will pray day and night continually. Take no rest, all you who pray to the Lord. Give the Lord no rest until He completes His work, until He makes Jerusalem the pride of the earth. The Lord has sworn to Jerusalem by His own strength, I will never again hand you over to your enemies. Never again will foreign warriors come and take your grain and new wine. You raised the grain, you will eat it, praising the Lord. Within the courtyards of the temple, you yourselves will drink the wine you have pressed. Go out through the gates, prepare the highway for my people to return. Smooth out the road, pull out the boulders. Raise a flag for all the nations to see. The Lord has sent this message to every land. Tell the people of Israel, look, your Savior is coming. See, He brings His reward with Him as He comes. They will be called the holy people and the people redeemed by the Lord. And Jerusalem will be known as a desirable place and the city no longer forsaken. Lord, in the situations where we wait, may we say with Isaiah, look, your Savior is coming. See, He brings His reward with Him as He comes. Lord, we pray that your work would be completed in our lives and the lives of those around us. Moving over to Acts 27, verses 1 through 12, this is about Paul sailing to Rome. Again, it is chock full of details. It was quite a difficult journey, and Paul discourages the seamen from continuing on at one point, but they have their sights set on a certain harbor and won't listen to Paul. But as we know, Paul has been promised by the Lord that he would make it to Rome. And in tomorrow's reading, or maybe it's Monday, we'll see that the Lord Jesus appears to Paul again and comforts him. When the time came, we set sail for Italy. Paul and several other prisoners were placed in the custody of a Roman officer named Julius, a captain of the Imperial Regiment. Aristarchus, a Macedonian from Thessalonica, was also with us. We left on a ship whose home port was Adramidium on the northwest coast of the province of Asia. It was scheduled to make several stops at ports along the coast of the province. The next day, when we docked at Sidon, Julius was very kind to Paul and let him go ashore to visit with friends so they could provide for his needs. Putting out to sea from there, we encountered strong headwinds that made it difficult to keep the ship on course. So we sailed north of Cyprus between the island and the mainland. Keeping to the open sea, we passed along the coast of Sicilia and Pamphylia, landing at Myra in the province of Lycia. There, the commanding officer found an Egyptian ship from Alexandria that was bound for Italy, and he put us on board. We had several days of slow sailing, and after great difficulty, we finally neared Cnidus. But the wind was against us, so we sailed across to Crete and along the sheltered coast of the island, past the Cape of Salmon. We struggled along the coast with great difficulty, and finally arrived at Fair Havens, near the town of Lacia. We had lost a lot of time. The weather was becoming dangerous for sea travel because it was so late in the fall, and Paul spoke to the ship's officers about it. "Men," he said, "I believe there is trouble ahead if we go on, shipwreck, loss of cargo, and danger to our lives as well." But the officer in charge of the prisoners listened more to the ship's captain and the owner than to Paul. And since Fair Havens was an exposed harbor, a poor place to spend the winter, most of the crew wanted to go on to Phoenix, farther up the coast of Crete, and spend the winter there. Phoenix was a good harbor with only a southwest and northwest exposure. Before we move on, I'm just thinking about the fact that even when you're doing God's will, sometimes life is frustrating and hard. Paul is encountering so much adversity here on the seas. I can only imagine how seasick they were as they tried to sail across and hit all these winds. And tomorrow's reading, there will be a huge storm. And so in the middle of storms of life that come just because we're alive, just because we're on earth that has fallen, remember, the Lord is present with you in the midst. And He is about His work of bringing His glory and our good. All right, let's turn on over to the Psalms. We're in Psalm 132 today. I'll be reading verses 11 and 12. This is a psalm about David's descendant. And all over the psalm, I think, Jesus, Jesus, He's the one that's now on the throne. He's the one who obeyed the terms of the covenant and held the law that God taught him. And because of that, His royal line lives on forever. It makes me think about that verse in 1 Peter 2 and verse 9, and this is what it says. "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light." And so today, Lord Jesus, we proclaim your goodness and your light. Psalm 132, 11 and 12. The Lord swore an oath to David with a promise He will never take back. "I will place one of your descendants on your throne. If your descendants obey the terms of my covenant and the laws that I teach them, then your royal line will continue forever and ever." Will you pray with me? Oh, Father, we thank you for Jesus, the one who fully met the terms of the covenant. Help us, Lord, to obey you and to listen for your teaching. Make us a kingdom of priests, a holy priesthood, a holy nation, your special possession. Help us to declare your praises together. Lord, bring to mind a situation today that we can pray about constantly with hope, knowing that you are coming, that you are working. Help us to wait on you with expectation. And we pray for you to reveal yourself. We lift up to you the needs of our congregation and our community. We ask your watch care upon all those who are in distress. Make us your hands and feet. Give us the mind of Christ today, and help us to see each person whom we encounter as you, Lord Jesus. Impact us by your mercy and your grace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.